Sean, your post-match thoughts on today's defeat and the end of that unbeaten run?
Well, if we manage to lose a game, that would be a bit in total control of. For 40 minutes, you know, it's as good as we've played. Certainly away from home, we're on top. We've been very unlucky not to take the lead. And we've conceded a goal when Luton have had their only real spell of pressure in that half. They had a couple of minutes, and it's difficult because, you know, it's never a level playing field. You can dress it up whatever way you want, but when we play at home, we have best part of 1,000 fans. When Luton play at home, or the big clubs like Plymouth or Portsmouth, they have 8,000 fans, and, you know, they influence the 50-50s. And Luton scored on the back of a 5-minute spell where they had a bit of help from some dubious decisions that kept the ball in our half, and they scored from a corner from it. I'm not saying that the corner wasn't a corner, because it was, but it's come from a spell of pressure that was heavily influenced by 50-50 decisions going in Luton's favour. And then give them the due, Luton. They've capitalised on the good fortune to be in the lead in the first half. And, you know, when we've had our best spell in the second half, we've also conceded a sloppy goal. And, you know, a good goal from their point of view. And then they've sorted the game out quite comfortably. I thought we got disjointed. We lost our way, and that's disappointing. But we can't beat ourselves up. We've got a big game Tuesday. We have to move on. We have to learn from our mistakes. Today was a game we could have won. Could have easily won. And I think even the most ardent Luton fan would agree with me now. But you know, sometimes it's not your day, and you have to just accept it and learn from the mistakes that you made and learn from the reasons why it wasn't your day, and then try and go and win again on Tuesday.
Could have been a very different story, couldn't it? Terry Gornell, 6 or 7 minutes I think it was, and then Josh Windass has one cleared off the line.
Well, I don't think he cleared off the line, he hit the lad. He didn't know anything about it, the lad. And then the lad's nearly put one into his own goal. And that's when we're on top, you know, and we're playing the game at will, to be honest. We can do what we want. And then, unfortunately, we've conceded from a set play, which is disappointing. And that was their only real... It wasn't a great deal of pressure. And I don't think they could believe the luck that they're in the lead. But given that they've stayed in the game, and then they've gone on to see the game out quite comfortable.
Did Scott Davis feel he was impeded for that first goal?
Well, he was fouled from every corner, but we're not going to get them decisions because we haven't got 8,500 fans all shouting for a foul. And, you know, we didn't get the lion's share of aerial challenges. If there was going to be a decision, it was always going to go against us. And, you know, we have to take that on the chin. You know, on other days, you might get them fouls. You certainly don't get them away from home, and there's 8,500 fans there.
You lost Dean Winard. Matt Crooks came in at centre-half. Losing Dean Winard, bit of a blow.
Massive blow. You know, I think Dean's the best defender in the league. And to lose him... you know, but again, you know, he's down injured in the middle of the box. In any game of football, anywhere in the world, if the defender's down the box and the ball's playing on the halfway line, the referee stops the game. Today decided not to. Then he's walking up and starting to warn him for time wasting. Why would we be time wasting? We're in control of the game. He's starting to warn him for time wasting. And then in the second half, they're kicking the ball away. Continually, nothing's got said. You know, we haven't got 8,000 fans to try and influence us and help us. And that's why it's not a level playing field. And that's why Accrington and Stanley do really well to compete in this league. And, you know, we go to places like this and we expect to win. And we go out believing we can win and we try to win. It's not, some days it's not going to be your day. Today it wasn't. But we'll have other days when we will win. And, you know, we can't get too downhearted. We made mistakes today. And we've got to live with that, but we've got to learn from it.